This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reports of possible progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are happening against the backdrop of Israel's plan for a military incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. VOA's Anita Paul reports from the White House.
In Gaza, residents celebrated at Monday's news that Hamas had accepted an Egyptian country ceasefire proposal. The State Department was more skeptical about whether a deal had, in fact, been reached. Matthew Miller is the State Department spokesperson.
Ceasefire is absolutely achievable. There has been a deal on the table, a proposal on the table, that would achieve an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages. Now, as for Hamas's response, which I think gets to your question, again, I don't want to characterize it in any sort of detail until we've had a chance to review it in depth and talk with our partners in the region about it.
Meanwhile, Israel's military has told Rafah residents to evacuate ahead of a ground operation. Anita Powell, viewing news, the White House.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia.
Two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia. The officials say the soldier was stationed in South Korea and in the process of returning home to the U.S. Instead, he went to Russia, where he was accused Thursday of stealing, arrested, and remains in custody. The Army says Russia told the U.S., which in turn told the soldier's family. His arrest comes a year after another soldier, Travis King, sprinted into North Korea. He was returned to the U.S. and charged with desertion. It's unclear if the soldier in Russia now is considered AWOL.